Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Lamed Aleph, and today we're going to focus on some of the halachas that we learn, or that we ask about, regarding Hillel and the story of the Gerim. We know there are three stories of Hillel and Shammai and potential Gerim here on daf Lamed Aleph. The first one says, Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa, Benachri Echad, Shebal Lefnei Shammai. There was a Nachri that came in front of Shammai. Amar Lo Kama Torahs Yesh Lachem. How many Torahs do you have? Amar Lo Shtayim, Torah Shebechsava, Torah Shebal Peh, I have two. Amar Le, Shebechsava, Ni Ma'amincha, Veshebal Peh, Eini Ma'amincha. Shebechsav, I believe in, Veshebal Peh, I do not believe in. Says the potential ger, Gai Reini, Almanas Shetalamdeini, Torah Shebechsav. So convert me, Almanas, that I only learn Torah Shebechsav. Almanas, that you teach me Torah Shebechsav, Garbo. So Shammai says, you can't do that. Hosea ben Azifa, he said, forget it. Balifnei Hillel, Gai Rei, Hillel came and was Megayer him. Yom HaKama, and the first day, Amar Le'Aleph Beis Gimel Dala, the first day he teaches in the Aleph Beis. That's the first lesson. L'machar Afekle, the next day he teaches him the Aleph and says, this is called the Tuf. The Beis is called the Shin. Amar Le'Va'Me'aspa Lo Amar Le'Hachi. One second. Yesterday you didn't tell me that it was called this. You told me it was called Aleph Beis, not Tuf Shin. Amar Le'Lav Alai Didi Kasamacht. Ah, so you see that you do need me. You do rely on me. Di'Alpeh Nami Smoch Alai. So Torah Shvalpeh also, please rely on me. So this is one of the stories, and the next story, teach me all of Torah on one foot. Well, hopefully we'll get to that, and then the story of teach me all of Torah, Almanas, that I could be the Kohen Gadol. So question number one that comes up, and that is, can a ger convert if he has an exclusion to the Kabbalah? If he says, I'll be Jewish except for this mitzvah, so l'chora that doesn't work. The Gemara says in Becharos on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, Haba l'kabel divrei chaverus, that's in terms of being a chaver, chutz b'davar echad imakablon also. Ovid kachavim, sheba l'kabel divrei Torah, chutz b'davar echad, a goy who accepts everything in Torah except for one thing, ein makablon also. You don't accept him. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda omer afilu diktuk echad midivrei sofrim. Even one little detail, midrabanan, Rashi there, chumra derabanan, so we do not accept him. So how could here Hillel accept this person? The Rambam also says, the Rambam in Ilchas Yisurei Bia, that's where the laws of Geirus are discussed, the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel of Yisurei Bia, after discussing the details of acceptance. B'shlosha dvarim nechnusu Yisrael lebris, b'mila b'tfila v'karbon. There are three ingredients for the gerus of Am Yisrael at Har Sinai, brismila and tevila and karbon. Mila haisa b'mitzrayim, kishenemar v'chol ara lo yochabo, mal osa Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them brismila, shekulam bitlu brismila b'mitzrayim. So Mila was in Mitzrayim, Tfila was in the Midbar, Kodem Matan Torah, She Kishenemar, Vikidashtem Hayomu Machar, Vichibsu Simlosam, Vikarban, Kishenomar, Vishlach, Nare Bene Yisrael, the Pazak of the end of Mishpatam, Yalu Olos, Ali de Kol Yisrael Hikrivam. Vachin Ladoro, says the Rambam, Kishayirza Goyle, Ikonis Labris, Ulusovizachaskan Vyashchina, Viyakabel Alav Ol Torah, and he accepts all Torah on him, then Sarach Mila Tfila Vartos Karban. Yes, in the formulation of the Rambam, it sounds like Kabbalah's mitzvah is a prerequisite. It's not part of the process itself. That's a lamdish question, not for now. But the Rambam says, when a goy wants to come under Kanvei Shechina and be Makabal mitzvos, he needs to do the following. So it doesn't sound like Kabbalah's mitzvos is part of the need, but that's a prerequisite. But it says there has to be a Kabbalah's Ol Torah. So here, is this called a Kabbalah's Ol Torah? When he says, I only accept Torah Shebechsav and not Torah Shebal Peh. So how exactly does this work? So Rashi says, Gaire, v'samach al chachmaso. And Hillel was somech on his wisdom, shesofar sheyargilenu lekabel alav, that he will be able to convert him. Delo yidamya halachutz midavar echad. This is not like a chutz ladavar echad. Shloya kofer b'torah shabal peh. He didn't deny it. Says Rashi. Elo shloya mamin shimi piyakvura. He says there is torah shabal peh. I don't think that came from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I think the rabbis made it up, and therefore I don't believe it. If Hillel huftach sha'achar shi'nadenu yismach alav. Hillel was confident that this wasn't a total rejection. He understood the idea of torah shabal peh. He just didn't think it was from Hashem. But Hillel thought that he himself would be able to convince him, and therefore this is not something that we can learn from, but it was an exception to the rule. Both mitzad, the ger himself, that he accepted Torah Shebachsav, but just not from Hashem, so to speak, and Hillel, the uniqueness of Hillel, that he would be able to convince him. The Maharal on this Gemara says, how does this relate then to the Karoim? The Karoim, who also only accept Torah Shebachsav and not Torah Shebal Peh, says the Maharal right here, A karet is not a min. Kim hayu bichlal minim, ein svar shayim makabel min lehiskayer. Because if they were bichlal min, you can't accept a min to be able to convert, so it must be that karam are not a min. Just like this person was not a min, so too the karites were not a min. Vahatam why? Kivan shagufa Torah makabel, rak hapirush einu makabel. He accepted the Torah, just not the explanation of it. The Torah Shmalpe explains the Torah, so the fundamental yesodi accepts. Bifada yavo lakabel gam kenapir. So mistama, you're going to come to accept the pirush also, because you'll really understand as things go on that it's impossible to understand anything without Torah Shabbat Peh, right? That's like we mentioned in the past, the Ben Yehoyada. Later on in Shabbos and Daf Peches, where the Ben Yoyah discusses why the Kafalem Harkegigas, why the Torah was held over our heads like a barrel. Why Dafka a barrel? Why not just held the mountain over our heads like a mountain? Because, explains the Ben Yoyada, because the barrel is just the external, the outside. If it's Ikar are the millions of drops that are inside the barrel, and that's the Torah Shebaal Peh that is held together. And the barrel is just the Chitzoni, and therefore says the Maharal. Any thinking, logical person will realize once they start learning that you need the Torah Shebaal Peh in order to accept the Torah Shebichsav, and because they accepted it, so therefore they would not be meanim. Rabbi Yosef Engel is not so convinced of this. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this Maharal and argues. He says, Mikan Yesh Lomod, the Yesh Lachalik, says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, Bein Akum, Shalom Nemra Elav HaTorah Shebaal Peh. Akum, they were never given Torah Shebaal Peh that they rejected. They're just choosing step one, Torah Shebichsav. Then they'll get to Torah Shebaal Peh. L'hakaroyim shehem Yisraelim. V'kiblu Torah Shebaal Peh. V'acharkach kafruba. Karam are words, because they got the Torah and then they rejected. Shaper yeshlom etachashivi minim. Kivan shekafru b'tara shekiblu. Vein raya klal mikan. Mima shekibel akum kofer. B'tara Shebaal Peh lehis gayer. So I don't think there's any raya. I think kofer, karites are worse, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. Vo'o debalavach yakashel hilo shekiblo. And besides that, what about the Gemara in Michoras that we just mentioned? V'yakachach sarach lomer dezeo rak biyodeya ha-Torah. When do you say chutz b'davar echad? When you learned everything and you still reject it. Masha'in ken kan, masha'amar, she'inu mamin, b'torah shebaal peh, ze'inu nechshav, she'inu makabla. Rak sha'adayin lo yadala, b'yoso akum. He just didn't know it, didn't appreciate it. V'samchina d'shlichi Yisrael v'yilmo v'tisvada lo yamin ba, gamke v'yikamena. V'zerina gamke n'kaman as Rashi kan, and that's what Rashi means here, that he will. V'imkein elu akaram, she'kiblu kvar torah shebaal peh, v'yadu oso k'chol Yisrael, v'shuv yatzu mich. If a Karite wants to, that's the case here, but if a Karite is called a min or not, so the Maharal says no, Rabbi Yosef Engel assumes yes. Good, so that is one answer. The Maharal also mentions that maybe here it's not that they actually, right, the Maharal asked it on the next question, on the next Gemara also about teaching Torah to non-Jews, but the Maharal says, maybe here, when Gairi doesn't mean he actually converted him, it means he started the process. Actual conversion, obviously, you wouldn't be able to do until you accept everything. But the beginning of the process, one is allowed to do, and maybe that's what happened here, why, even though he was Chos Midav Rechad at this stage, it would be something that would come in time. The Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss has a tshuva relating to what happens if somebody converts and he's lacking one of the Yesodos HaEmuna. Chelek Aleph Simin Nun Beis. Gershon is Gair V'Tobi Yesodos Hadas. Gerd Sedek HaMedaktik B'Kala Kavachamura. Ulachar Shamish Chamish Shanim Yishin is Gair after 5 years of being a Jew. Shal To B'Fiv B'Chola Ta'utah Shakadosh Baruch Hu Bachar Lorak B'Yisrael Ela B'Chola Datot. He never realized that there's something called an Am Segula. He thinks all nations are different, but all equal. V'nasan es anatsus l'notsrim, es e'islam l'muslamim, u'lahavdel elef avdala, says Torah's Moshe l'bnei Yisrael. God gave this to the Christians, and this to the Muslims, and this to the Jews. Acha laman mipi rabo sheda nefseda suzu. V'rak b'nei Yisrael heim ama nivchar li'oz banim l'makom. Haim yish pagam b'gei ruso. Is this a pagam? That he didn't realize the idea of Am Segula. Or you might say this about other... you saw the same one as well. What if he thinks HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a physical body? What if he thinks he doesn't believe in Tchias HaMesim? Whatever it is. Says Rav Asher Weiss, Ein Shum Pikpuk Begeruso. There is no doubt at all. V'af L'chumra in Lachzor L'Gairo. No, he's a total perfect convert. And don't be chozer v'gayrim again. So they won't think that anything was wrong with it. You don't find anywhere. What does it say? Kabbalah's mitzvot in all Torah. It doesn't say anywhere the Yud Gimel Ikarim. That's it. Geru l'chol davar. Afim eno baki klal b'ikari amuna lipratem v'diktuchem u'bashkabas haTorah. Even if he's not a baki. Datu im lo yadda shemoshe Rabbeinu haya avla nevim psula geruso. If he doesn't realize the difference between Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and the others, it's nifsal. U'bam es ta'uso shol gerzeh. Af shavad edan if said this, he ain't ba migras be'echan v'yugim l'ikari amuna. It's really, this in this case about, you know, the Am Segula, it doesn't even violate any of the Yud Gimel Ikarim of the Rambam. The Yo narrator, he says, "Kfar kasuk gedol yaposka d'mishin ishtapsha ashkafaso b'taos b'yisodas emuna avul udavak b'libo b'tzara v'nosi digla ain't dina kovar apikaris." He quotes other tshuvas. If somebody is a mistaken, not a ger, just a Jew, in the certain yisodas emuna, doesn't make him a kovar apikaris. And he quotes our Gemara. The nira lochiach davarzemi hil lazakin shegir mishelo hemin ela b'torah shebechsav v'torah shein torah shabav pemen hashemayim. Remember Rashi says he doesn't believe in torah shabav pemen hashemayim. That's one of these other semuna, right? So, but you see, he converted him. And Tosfos says that hello is to Rashi that they were betuach that he would convert him. Mikomakam muchach. It shows that even if at the time of the geirus he is lacking one of the yisodos, mikomakam avi geirus kivan shelafi tauso lo yadashu parik omachos shemayim. The kavanas of shleima lekabal torah torah kula el shetoweb yisodos in one of the emuna. He's toweb, and therefore I don't think there is a problem here. He says this is not connected to other sources. Anyway, this is his source. Obviously, fascinating, relating to our sugyas. That is all number one issue. How could he convert him if he didn't have a full Kabbalah? We have Rashi, we have the Maharal, we have the Marsha, and we have Rav Asher Weiss. The second point is the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Chaf Dalet notes that we don't really accept Gerim if they have ulterior motives and Kavanas. Now we're getting to, let's say, the third one. The third story. What was the third story? Right, there was a ger that was walking by a Beis HaMedrash, Roshama Kol Sofer, and he heard a Kol Sofer, he heard a teacher, Rashi Malami Tinokos, that was teaching, Parshat Tetzaveh, Ve'ele B'gadam HaShayasu, Choshen Ve'efod, Amar Halal Olami, Amar Lola Kohen Gadol, Amar Oso Nachri Ba'atzmo, Elef Ezgai, B'shol Shisimuni, Kohen Gadol. Okay, I want to go be the Kohen Gadol. Bol Lefnei Shammai, convert me, I'm an Athan, I'm the Kohen Gadol. Gairani, I'm not sure this many coin gadol. Dachvu b'amas habinyan. He said, "Get out of here! What are you doing here?" Balef nehilo gairi. Hillel converted him, and Hillel says, "Okay, you have to start learning how to be the coin gadol. Open up the first lesson. Vazara karev you must." Says if you go in there and you're not a Kohen, you're Chayimisa. Amarle Mikra Zalmina, Amar, yes, Hillel. Who is this referring to? Amarle Afilo al David Melech Yisrael. Even David Melech, he was a Yisrael, and therefore he can't go do the avoda of the coin gadol. So he says, even if David HaMelech can't do it, surely a ger, and therefore he'll take him. But the kasha is, what about this ger? Obviously had ulterior motives. He had bad kavanas. Amanas, I want to be the Kohen Gadol. For the Gemara says in Yevamos that at certain times in history they didn't accept gerim because they were converting for ulterior motives. Right? The Gemara says, because that's when they were on top of the world, right? That's what it's so kunst to be a Jew during the times of David and Shlomo, but not otherwise. So ask Tosfos. Tosfos says there, Aval Kasha, Damrina Bevaral, Bekabe Maisa de Givoni, made David, Nitosva Gerim al Yisrael. Sounds like we made David, they were Gerim. Yishlomo de Meatzman is Gairu. Tosfos says, no, they came by themselves. It wasn't that we accepted them. As it says in the Megillah, that right, there's a difference between our going on and accepting them, and they just kind of came and took it upon themselves. What was Bezdin's role there? Good question. Maybe there's a lower level ger. But then Tosfos asks, what about our case? Isn't that bad kavanas? Same answer that Rashi gives to the first question. But Tuachaya Hillel, the Sopal Asos L'Shem Shemayim. Hillel was sure he knew this Ger was going to be L'Shem Shemayim, even though he said Amanas, but he knew. V'chein Yahidat Chelas. Then he quotes the Gemara, Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Menachas, Daf Mem Dalad, Asa L'Kaimi D'Rabbi Chiya. What's that case in Menachas, Daf Mem Dalad? That's the case where there was a Talmud that was about to do a terrible Avera, and he was able to control himself. Remember, the tzitzis came flying up to the bed and stopped him from doing the Avera. And at the end of that Gemara, the woman comes to the Beis Medrash and says that, who is this? Who is the one that was able to be Kovish as Yetzer? Without getting into that story right now, Ubas, the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Chiya, Amar lo Rebbe, Tzave alav yasuni giyores, Amar la abiti, Shemi necha nasata, Becham and atalmidim, convert me. Rabbi Chiya says, why? Do you want to marry one of them? So it sounds also there that she just wanted to do it because she was so impressed with him and she wanted to marry him. So Tosfos says there, it must be that she knew for sure that this, and Rabbi Chiya knew for sure that this woman was going to be L'shem Shamayim. So that's Tosfos and relating to our Gemara and the Gemara in Menachos. Third halachic issue that's brought up here, and that is the Marsha. How about teaching Torah to non-Jews? How do we ever teach Torah to a ger before he converts? Isn't there an issur of teaching Torah to non-Jews? Right, a separate topic that hopefully we'll talk about at one point. So says the Marsha, that obviously doesn't apply when a ger is on his way to converting. There are many exceptions to the rule of when it's mutter to teach a Torah to non-Jew, maybe Torah Shebichsav, maybe the Gemara says mitzvahs that are shayach to them. Maybe it's only b'kfius is a problem. Maybe only the secrets of the Torah are a problem. But that's what the Marsha says here when he's coming to in the process. And obviously, you can teach him Torah, not just can, but must teach him Torah. Interesting. Also, the Rav Asher Weiss in that same section in the Minchas Asher Chelek Aleph, he talks about what happens if there is a ger that wants to convert, but the Jewish community has their sveikos about this ger, that he's going to cause problems for the Jewish community. He's from a very large non-Jewish family. It's going to lead to anti-Semitism. It's going to be a problems with his, he's gonna be able, not going to be able to find a wife. So many different tashitas. Are you allowed to reject a potential ger because of sibos studios? That's what he talks about there, different types of Sibo studios that come up. Okay, just the last section, maybe we'll just talk about different pshatim of Regel Achas, the middle story. The middle story, what does it say? Teach me Torah, Shuv Maisa Benachri Echa, Shabbat Fei Shammai, Gai Reini, Amanasha Talamdini, Kola Torah Kula, Kshani Omer Regel Achas, while I'm standing on one foot. Tachva Bamas Habidyan Shabiyado, Shabbat Fei Hillel Gai Rei, Hillel converts him, Amarlo, and he answers, what was the question, what was the answer? What's the Regel Achas? And the answer, of course, Dalach Sani Lechavrech Lo Sevid, the negative, Yaflorecha Kamocha, Zui Kalatora Kula, the Idach Pirushu Zilgamar. And the rest, go learn. Why did he say the negative, not the positive? One question we're not dealing with, but let's just deal with what was the question? What was Regel Achas? So the Marsha says that he asked him, teach me one Yisod that encompasses the whole Torah. Yilamdenu Shakola Torah Tiela Regel V'Yisod Echad V'Omar. And Shammai said, you can't. The Torah is too wide. The Torah is too vast. You can't teach one. It's impossible. It's impossible to do that. And Hillel says no. Hillel says v'yavdurecha kamocha. So much of Torah is based on that. So much of it is based on that, and therefore Hillel says I could give you one yisod. The Klayakar here in on the pasuk v'yavdurecha kamocha is similar to the Marsha. He says teach me one yisod. So he teaches him al regal achas. So he teaches him really two. Or related to two. The Kfiya Nirisha Geraya Ger Tzedek, Eloama Hasal Hitulim. Says the Kliyakar, he wasn't joking. He wanted to say, he says, there's so much to learn. Just tell me the Yisod. Vadai Bikesh Mahamashi Yamilo Kalamitzvah Zatara Yisod Echad. Regal Echad Sharalav Yamilo Kalamitzvah. Kadesh Lo Yavo Lide Shechacha Mitsuya Beger. Ashto Lo Lamad Min Ur of Klumi Mitzvah Zatara. Give me a message. So he says, the whole Pasik. Vaablerecha Kamocha Ani Hashem. It's both. It's Father Echa Kamocha. It's Ben Adam Lachavero. That's the Yisod. But in order to have proper Ben Adam Lachavero, you need Ben Adam Lamakom, and you'll learn that. And that's what the Pasuk is. Kshamar Kana Regal Echad Ani Yisod Echa Lekol Sug. He told him, Yavler Echa Kamocha, Val Regaze Hemin Lo Kalamitzos Ben Adam Lachavero. And he told him the end of the Pasuk, Ani Hashem. Right, Dahainu HaYisod Shalov Hemid Chabakuk, Kol Mitzvah Satorah Emunah Bashem. The Maimar Ani Hashem, that's referring to all of the Mitzvahs Ben Adam Lamakom. So that was the Yisod. That's one Pasuk that teaches. Number one, that's the Marsha / Klayaka. The Iyun Yaakov here quotes the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says that the rachos meumat kashos meyusha. The difficult parts of Torah, you should be sitting down for it to be able to understand it and absorb it. And the rachos meumat, and the ones that are not so hard, you can be standing. So maybe the Yaakov says that's what he was asking. I want to be able to stand. Just teach me the izi mitzvos. Teach me the izi mitzvos. And that was the problem with his answer. Okay, you can look there for his answer. I like the Chassam Sofer, and I'm sorry, others have the Ian Yaakov here, the Anaf Yosef. The Anaf Yosef has another beautiful answer, which we've related to in totally different context. The Anaf Yosef says, his question was, how can one Jew do all the mitzvahs? Teach me all of Torah on one foot. That means I'm a Yisrael, and there are mitzvahs for Kohanim, and there are mitzvahs for Malachim, and there's mitzvahs for Beis Din. That was his question. How could I do all mitzvahs in one foot, or regel echad? It's related to the word gilgul. It says, if I come back in five gilgulim, so then maybe I could do all the mitzvahs. But I want to do it in one gilgul. I want to do it in one life. How do I do all the mitzvahs? So what does he answer? Says the Anaf Yosef. Says there are two ways to do all the mitzvahs. Either, if every Jew does what they're supposed to do, then collectively, all of Am Yisrael did all the mitzvahs. And number two, you can learn about the mitzvahs. So what does he say? V'yathlu recha kamocha. That's option one. Everybody does what they're supposed to do and be connected to each other. And option two, V'idach zil gemar, and the rest of them go learn. Right? We mention this in the context of the Meshech Chachma very often, where the Meshech Chachma talks about the pasuk of Naaseh v'Nishma in Mishpatim versus Naaseh in Yisro. Naaseh v'Nishma doesn't have a yachtav, while Naaseh has a yachtav. Same answer. He says the pasuk by Naaseh, that's referring to doing all the mitzvahs yachtav together. Everybody does what they're supposed to do, so then it's considered everybody did the entire Torah. While Naaseh v'Nishma doesn't need a yachtav. Naaseh v'Nishma is just Naaseh v'Nishma, and they can learn about it, and in that way do all the mitzvahs. Okay, that's a beautiful Anaf Yosef quoted here in the Ein Yaakov. Chassam Sofer has another answer, a fourth idea, that maybe the Ger only wanted Be'adam Lachavero, and the answer was that you can't have one without the other. Again, not for now, but again, that's the Chassam Sofer on our daf as well. Okay, we'll stop here.